The entr'acte before Act Two is an odd little martial tune played by bassoons. The curtain opens on Lilas Pastia's tavern. Some time has passed since Carmen's escape, and now she and her gypsy pals are having a good time entertaining some soldiers. The act begins with a bit of exotica, a gypsy dance and aria that Carmen performs with her girlfriends Frasquita and Mercedes. It starts fairly quietly, but builds and builds until it's really fast and frenzied. Here is the last verse. Zuniga is there, and he reveals that Don José was just released from prison. He was in for letting Carmen escape. Just at closing time, a crowd arrives, cheering the brilliant toreador Escamillo. Escamillo himself comes in for a drink, and he brings the crowd in with him. He's a superstar. And Bizet perfectly captures his chest-beating bravado, maybe even his shallowness, too, with the flashiest number of the show. And now, here's one of the most famous tunes in opera.
Votre tâche, je peux vous le rendre, Seigneur, Seigneur, car avec les soldats. Pour plaisir, qu'ils sont les combats. Le cirque est plein, c'est jour de fête. Le cirque est plein, vivant en bas. Les spectateurs perdent la tête. Les spectateurs s'interpellent un grand frappeur. Apostrophe, brisez ta page. Songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, que l'œil noir te regarde et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
He loves being a bullfighter, the danger, the excitement of the crowd, and the easy women. He makes a serious pass at Carmen, and it sure seems like there's some chemistry there, but he doesn't get anywhere, at least not for now. Escamillo leaves and everybody follows except for Carmen, her girlfriends Mercedes and Frasquita, and some shady-looking characters who've been hanging out there all night. On his way out, Zuniga tries to get Carmen to leave with him. He's been after her the whole time. She refuses, and even though she warns him not to, he promises to come back later. After everyone's gone, we learn that the shady characters are smugglers and pals of Carmen's. The boss, Don Cair, and his sidekick, Remendado, invite her and her friends to join them in their latest venture in the mountains. And suddenly, out of a clear blue sky, the opera turns comic. It's like Jacques Offenbach or Gilbert and Sullivan snatched the pen right out of Bizet's hand and inserted one of their own perky comedy numbers. The gist of the text is, when it comes to cheating, deceit, and thievery, it's always a good thing to have women with you. This comic quintet seems a little incongruous in the middle of a tragedy, but actually it's perfectly suited to the opera comique genre. Not all opera comiques were comic, but even the serious ones had some comic elements to them, and Carmen is no exception. In this case, the juxtaposition of the comic and the tragic makes the whole thing even more powerful. Despite everyone's pleading, Carmen refuses to go. She wants to wait for Don José. She really is in love with him. Right about then, they hear Don José coming. He's singing in the distance. Don Cair wants Carmen to convince her new love to join them in the smuggling business. A soldier might come in handy. But Carmen doesn't think he'll desert. She promises to try anyway, though. With that, everyone leaves to give Carmen some privacy with her new lover. And now you can hear Don José's jolly song as he gets closer and closer and finally arrives. It's the same tune that the bassoons played in the entr'acte. He and Carmen have a joyous reunion, but when Carmen mentions that she was dancing for Zuniga and the other officers, we see that Don José is the jealous type. Free-spirited Carmen is a lousy choice for a jealous man. But there's more to come. This tryst ends up being the sad turning point for both of these characters, and Bizet treats it with absolute mastery. From here to the end of the act, he dovetails each number into the next, so the momentum never lets up. First is the classic scene where Carmen sings and dances and plays the castanets. This is probably the most imitated act of foreplay ever shown on a stage or screen. I think a lot of people have tried this at home, too. They're both getting all steamed up when José hears the bugles sounding the retreat. He's supposed to get back to the barracks for roll call. He tries to make her stop dancing, but she doesn't understand what the problem is. She just thinks the bugles make a good accompaniment to her singing. Here's the beginning of her dance. First, she's singing by herself. Then you can just hear when the bugles start in the distance. and they actually do fit right in and accompany her. When it finally dawns on Carmen that Don José is really serious about leaving, she's furious. Think about it. She's the catch of the Seville underclass. Everybody wants her, but she's chosen this lucky man. Finally, they're alone together. They're all worked up, and now he's saying, oops, gotta run. This is the crisis moment in their relationship. Everything has come to a grinding halt, and they've lost something that can never be recovered. You'll see that from here on, José pales in Carmen's eyes, but the further she pulls back, the more obsessed and possessive he becomes. He tries to appease her by telling her about the flower she threw at him. He's kept it all this time, and he passed the long weeks in jail breathing in its fragrance, even after it had withered. The introduction is a long, slow English horn solo. And guess what tune it's playing? You got it, the Fate motif. Just listen to this. It's the most tender and beautiful music of the entire opera. That's a real showstopper, but if you applaud, the opera will go on without you because, as I said before, this scene doesn't stop moving until the very end of the act. She tells him that if he really loved her, he'd run away with her to the mountains where they could bask in la liberté, freedom. Freedom is Carmen's mantra. He almost gives in, but finally he tears himself away and tells her that he won't desert. Carmen announces that their love is over forever. They both might have escaped their fate right there, but it wouldn't be much of an opera if they did. Just as José is about to open the door to leave, someone starts banging on it from the outside. It's Zuniga, coming back just like he said he would. When Zuniga sees José, he blows a fuse. Here is this lowly private with the woman he's after. José's jealousy gets the best of him, and even though Zuniga is his commanding officer, he draws his sword. Carmen steps in just in time to prevent bloodshed and utters one of the most portentous lines of the opera, "The devil take the jealous." At that, her smuggler and gypsy friends appear and tie Zuniga up. José resignedly admits that now he has no choice but to desert. It's not the gallant and romantic answer that she was hoping for, but Carmen accepts him anyway, at least for the moment. The whole crowd sings a reprise of Carmen's La Liberté theme, and that's the end of Act Two.